This is a Hot Pie Media original. Hi, it's Deb, and this is my podcast.
To the Deb O'Keefe Podcast, the podcast where Deb O'Keefe doesn't know anything.
I just did it, guys, about an hour ago before the show, before I was getting ready to come in here and take care of some business. I took care of business at home. No, not in the way you think. I don't know what you're thinking, but I took myself an early bird strawberry hemp extract infused gummy. Now, these are early bird gummy CBDs. They're not your average CBDs. Full spectrum gummies. It's not just CBD. It's THC as well. There's 2.5 milligrams of THC. It's completely legal. Don't worry. I asked these questions in the beginning because I'm just a paranoid person when it comes to weed and, I don't know, drugs and things. I've come to realize that THC and CBD products like early bird gummies are so amazing and helpful. And I want you to think about destigmatizing, oh, it's got drugs in it. No, man, they're formulated for fun. They're formulated to make you feel good. They don't want you to feel out of your mind wasted, which has happened to me before with some THC products. And I don't like it. That's why I'm sticking with Early Bird. They come in these little four packs. Good luck trying to get them out because they're childproof. You might want to tell someone with long nails. So they're very safe. They're available only to 21 and up. And you can find them at earlybirdcbd.com/deb. That gets you 20% off your first offer, whatever you buy. They also sell these in 30 gummy bottles and just the packaging. Look how cute that is. You can find them again at earlybird.com/deb for 20% off everything on the site. That's earlybirdcbd/deb. Use the code Deb today. Ooh, Colton, did I tell you that that I made the cookies, the Festive Kitchen cookie dough balls? I brought them in today. Oh, are you rolling? Yeah, no, let's leave that in there. I cooked the cookie dough balls from Festive Kitchen and I brought them in and I'm sharing them with Colton, my producer, and everyone else in the office. It was, it was a wonderful package to receive from festivekitchen.com. They basically started out as catering providers and they've now gone massive online, available nationwide shipping. Again, you can get a 20% discount using my code festivekitchen.com/deb. And they basically sell comfort food hugs. If you know someone who's having a bad time, a difficult time, a busy time, maybe they're quarantined because they've got COVID, you can actually go to festivekitchen.com/deb and pick out a meal plan. And they're all cooked. They're handmade. I got the appetizer the other day. Oh man, now I'm a bad client because I've forgotten what it was. But it was amazing. Okay, hold on. I got it right here. Sun-dried tomato basil pesto torte. Once I defrosted, just sat there and defrosted. I served it with crackers and carrots. You could put it on toast bits. It was incredible. And it comes in this great package that stays cold because it's sort of packed full of dry ice and such. And they deliver it to your home. And you can get them in a couple of days from the oven to your mouth in no time at all. They also sell pizzas. They've got all the comfort food that you love. They've got mac and cheese. They've got enchiladas, some really great food. And it makes a really great gift as well. If someone's going through a bad time, or maybe you're having a party. I got stuff because I had people over. It was super convenient. And get 20% off today by using festivekitchen.com/deb. Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know shit about shit. Do know today's guest is very exciting though. Ooh, woohoo, female stand-up comedian, writer, actress. Maybe producer. I don't know. I feel like everyone's a producer nowadays. She's coming up in a minute, but I wanted to tell you something. While I was getting ready to come in today, I didn't know what to wear. I hate the fact that I have to think about that. I'd rather do, you know, maybe I'll just start being really slobby on the show. And Colton, what do you think? Just come in and whatever, what I woke up in. That'd be pretty disgusting. But I was thinking about what to wear today and I was going through some t-shirts and I found this one. Can you see it? It's like, I don't know. It's a temple. It's got some prayer flags on it and a little village scene, which I love. But I love, God, the intention behind this t-shirt though. What happened with this t-shirt? I have a little convenience store that I go to in my neighborhood and this little old guy works there and he's so lovely. Hello, ma'am. How are you today? And he knows I'm English. So he's like, oh, did you see, you know, World Cup qualifiers are on here? And he's really into football, really into English football. And, you know, I'm ashamed of myself because I'm not. I don't know what's going on, but I like having the conversation with him. And sweet man. And he would very consistently be wearing cute little t-shirts. And I just liked some of the designs they had. Very simple, just really nice. They, nothing like I'd seen before. And I asked him about one day and he said, oh, I got it in Tibet. I'm from Tibet. And I'm going home soon for 3 months to visit my family. And I was so excited for him. And because I know it must be such an expensive trip. And to go for that long was great. And I was like, oh, pick me up one of those t-shirts if you see one. Just, I don't know, like almost as a joke. Or not a joke, I'm not playing a joke on him, but just saying, like, I really like that t-shirt. Get me one and I'll pay you. And I gave him my phone number and I'd forgotten all about it. And a couple of months later, this phone number that I don't know comes up on my phone and I answer it just in case it's, you know, a rando hot guy. And it's this little Tibetan man and he was just so kind. He said, I've got your t-shirt. Ma'am, come and get it. You know, I'll be at the gas station at this time between here and here. And I went to see him and it was so amazing. It just, that gesture, and I don't know how much it was, but he wouldn't take a penny for it. Wouldn't take a penny for this t-shirt, which, you know, probably maybe only $10 or $20. I'm thinking, I mean, furthest I've been away is Thailand and you can get cute stuff like this pretty reasonably as well. But that's still a lot of money to a lot of people. And anyway, it was the gesture that I thought was lovely. I want to pay something like that forward. Maybe I should give it away to one of you guys. It's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll do a charity. I'll think about that. So lovely to see your face. Welcome, Jenny Johnson. High five. Thanks. To the Deb O'Keefe podcast.
High five. Oh my God, it's just two of me.
Oh, wow. Well, you're a lot of lady. You've got a lot going on in you. I talked about you a little bit in my opening a little earlier and said you're writer, stand-up comedian. And then I added actress and then I put producer in there because I feel like everybody's producing something nowadays.
Well, I was a news producer and a sports producer.
That's right, you were. That's how we have another connection.
Yes.
Jenny is from the Houston area, Bay City. Is that correct? I know you've
That's
got
correct.
Bay City Pride.
Shout out to Bay City.
Bay City, Texas. And you were working in Houston as a Fox Sports news producer.
I worked in Austin, in San Antonio, and then I kind of switched to news when I was at KSAT 12 in San Antonio. Went to Houston, worked for ABC there, and then left and became a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, most people do.
As you do.
Just yeah, happens. I mean, as one does, I would think.
I think it's...
Drinking out of my Sam Houston State University.
Represent, Jenny.
That's where I went.
Proud Texan.
That's what I do, you know.
You know, if you're a Texan out of state and you miss Texas, you got to follow Jenny on Instagram. But not because she's really funny and posts really funny memes and shit, but you represent the area very well.
I do. It's been difficult to represent the Houston Astros in Los Angeles.
Sorry for your loss. Thoughts and prayers.
well, at first, you know, it's like you're proud. I mean, I, you know, wear my Astros cap and everything. And now it's like, yeah, I don't want to get the shit kicked out of me.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
I know. Oh, hey, are you a Trader Joe's convert? Because living in Austin, when we first got a Trader Joe's, all of the California transplants that I knew, it's almost like you guys have just switched houses or something. There's this big weird exodus, but
I feel like I ran everyone off. Like, What the hell happened? You know, I make this big dramatic move to Los Angeles and then everyone's like, fuck you. And then they all take,
they're all over here now. Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but I think you had something to do with it. if not, you should, you know, take that. Take.
But I do like my Trader Joe's because they have the best snacks.
Okay. Trader Joe's. Yeah. The Californians that came here were just nuts. Every time it's like, oh my God. Have you had the corn from Trader Joe's? And that's the only American accent I can do is my California friends. And they're like,
but you know, that's, you nailed it. I've been in line with those people who are like,
love it.
Oregon, organic Greek yogurt.
I was at a friend's house the other day. She was cooking us dinner. And instead of just saying like, oh, I'm going to make pasta with some garlic and this cheese, she's like, well, I was at Trader Joe's and I got this pasta. And she's actually from Texas, but lived in fucking LA for like 10 years. So they Trader Joe'd her. And they love it. But it is good. I'm not going to lie. I got Trader Joe coffee at my house right now and it's the shit.
But I tell you, I will go to Trader Joe's. I'll go to Whole Foods, but don't kid yourself. I will straight up go to Ralph's and get Totino's pizza rolls. Like, no shame.
Don't forget your trash like, roots.
If you looked at my pantry, it looks like I have a 12-year-old child. And then there's an adult. It's like this weird mix where I'm like, oh yeah, I know I need to be getting the good things, but also SpaghettiOs and meatballs are so.
you are a teenage boy inside of a 30-something woman.
I bond way too hard when people are like, oh, this is my, you know, 13-year-old son. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get along.
Like the same person that made me the Trader Joe's pasta the other day. Mm-hmm. She too has a 15-year-old stepson who brought friends over while I was there. I was loving it. I'm like, dude, do skateboard, bro.
And all they want to do is like take their phone and show you like, hey, you want to see this video on YouTube?
Oh, they love
this guy get kicked in the nuts. And you're like,
fail video. I've got animal fail videos work with teenage boys as well. If you want to get in with them, animal fails, we'll have them rolling.
Animal fails. What I don't get though, like, you know, we were at a time like, you know, college and everything where Jackass was the show. That, and now it's like the Logan Paul and Jake Paul. I'm like, no, that's not real, guys.
No,
like,
that's...
When I was your age, people went down a hill in a shopping cart.
With their ass cheeks stapled together. That's what we did. What are you doing?
Shooting themselves in the chest with a gun while wearing a bulletproof vest. Like, that's a normal thing.
I do remember I think I'm a little bit older than you, Jenny. So it was probably in my mid-20s was when Jackass was a thing. And I can't even imagine.
Right, how old are you?
I'm 47. So I think I'm a lot older than you.
Okay, I'm 43.
Just a little older than you. But I think I was mid-20s when Jackass. Am I 47? I have to think about that every time I say. I think I'm over 40. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm almost 50. Let's put it like that. And I remember loving those shows. Like, I think now would I enjoy that now? But the like when Johnny Knoxville took the I don't know what it was, fart powder and went to yoga. How that is so ridiculously juvenile, but I fucking love it. I still think about it and laugh.
I'm the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, there was, I forgot which one it was, but there was like, took a bunch of like X-lax and then went into a plumbing store and shit in the toilet.
I remember that.
Now that is genius.
Let me show you something. I tell you what though, I want to point out, I'm not a fecophiliac, but I don't mind poop humor. I don't mind fart humor. I don't mind pee humor.
I don't either, but I don't necessarily want to see it.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't want to see poo.
What do you think about like when two girls, one cup?
No.
And like true story, I'm like, everyone's talking about it, so I guess I got to watch it.
Then
I started watching it and I was like, oh my God, I might puke. And I went like to the bathroom and I dry heaved so hard, like twice, like so hard that the toilet water even moved. Like it was like, it was like aggressively, I nearly puked. And I'm like, no, hold it in. Okay, so Jenny, that's not for you. Live and learn.
Okay, so
you don't want to see.
That's fecophiliac shit. I disclaimer in the beginning, I'm not a fecophiliac. I don't want to see any of that scat. No.
No, I don't. I receive and send people like some of the worst shit. I know it's like.
That you're not going to watch. Oh, I love that. The troll. You troll yeah. with bad shit.
It was the moment somebody's like, hey, let's exchange numbers. I'm like, you're going to regret it.
You don't know about these dick pics that I got.
I was actually doing, I have this new bit that I was working on about like how much I love Dateline, I feel like I'm never going to get murdered because like none of my friends will say that I lit up a room.
Oh no, I'll never be full of life. You know,
yeah, the life of the party.
She had so much to give.
Yeah, they give me the shirt off her back. And then they'll even say like, oh, the last text that Tammy sent me was this poignant sweet.
You're wonderful.
It's like the last text that Jenny sent me was a Japanese woman shooting eels out of her asshole. And like,
and that's how
you'll never see that episode of Dateline.
That's how she shared her love with us, was with hideous media.
And then like the dancing girls, you know, that do the same like thing, squirting water. It's like, ha, 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 there you go. Like that's your,
where do you get
no
this
one's
shit?
Murdering me. I'm going to be fine.
Your cookies are so fucked up by now. No one is allowed near your computer. Mom, don't touch that.
Oh, my mom, she's hell. My mother, she sends me worse shit.
Oh, she does. Is that where you get it from? Just grew up sending shit to each other.
The thing is, I send things to my mom, like knowing they're funny, where my mom will send shit to me and she's like, look at this. I'm like, I just am worried that you are genuinely sending this.
Honey, this is from my Pinterest account. What do you think?
Or no, it's just like, I saw such and such. Her daughter has a lazy eye. And you're like, oh, Jesus, really?
Mom, you can't say that. Oh, God.
I hope she doesn't. This doesn't get back to her.
If you want just like a small piece of this, you have to follow Jenny's Instagram account. Where do you get all this shit?
I'm not right, Deb. I'm not.
we'll lead with that. Jenny Johnson, she's not right.
She's not right. People will say like, oh, she's a mess. Like you never see that on Dateline.
I feel offended by that. Like I took a mental health break last year, took a month off and went to a place and talked to people and worked with horses and all that shit. You know, all that cool shit.
Hung out with horses.
Derpy.
You're like, what's up?
It's yoga.
I'll still keep in touch. You
the horses fucking hated me. All right, I was like, I'm in need right now, and we get this whole hour long lecture at the beginning. Dude, I've worked with horses. All right, I can ride Western and English. I'm good, but we're not allowed to ride them. We're just supposed to walk up with them and like get their energy, and then. You know, I know animals enough. I'm not going to fuck with an animal who doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And I'm walking up to these, and they also go like, just read the energy. And I walk up and that fucking thing walks off. I'm not following him. You see,
yeah, the energy is that horse.
No,
is
thank
done.
You, miss. Fuck you. And I actually got like a talking to at the end. She was like, you needed to work a little harder working with him. I'm like, he fucking hated me. I'm going to ruin his day because I'm having a mental breakdown.
You know what you should have done is if you just had all gray hair, like a long gray ponytail, and then you just brush the horses like they do in those like arthritis commercials. You know, there's always like the lady that's like, ugh, my hands. And she brushes listening to John Denver. Like, that's the only.
You never see those bitches getting kicked by a horse. It's the bones. The horses smell the weak bones.
They're at one with the horse. So like I drunkenly jumped on a horse one time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, when I was like, I've never.
You're from Texas. Everyone, Texas. Yeah, you know, everyone thinks that, don't they?
Everyone thinks I've got six shooters, and I'm no, I like drunkenly jumped on a horse one time, like in a bathing suit, and then I was like, oh wow,
whoa.
This hurts. This
was there? Wait, saddle?
There's no saddle on this. I just bailed off.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you want to wait around for a minute because nice things can happen sometimes.
No, this was like not
painful.
Awesome. It was like I was not expecting the horse spine going right.
Oh, yeah.
In the, you know,
the,
in
hair, the hair is very pokey. Yes, it's a sensitive region down there.
Which, by the way, it's also weird when, you know, like in fifth grade, I remember them showing all the, like, we're going to take the girls over here and they showed us the period video.
Oh,
you know, like in,
yeah.
When you're fifth grade.
You
and the video, they kept saying over and over, but you can still ride a horse. Yeah, I'm like, do you have to start riding horses? Like,
okay, Tarquin and Jeremy, when you get back to the polo studio, the ranch, you'll be able to jump right on.
Yeah, it's like, you can still swim in the ocean and ride horses. I was like, I haven't done either of those things. Do I have to start doing that?
Like, I'm a landlubber. I'm not going to do those things. Well, you got a pool, Jenny. I know that. Do you still get in the pool when you're on your period? It's very brave of you.
I go everywhere on my period. I'm currently PMSing.
You're a brave woman.
I'm currently having the fun PMS titties where I feel like I'm going to fall over.
The guys listening, you don't understand. Like, I know that you're just like, how? Why you want to change so much?
Yeah, like what happened in my
overnight?
And it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and no bras fit. I just honestly sometimes walk around just giving them a hand because I don't just like it's okay.
Like I'll throw a sports bra on over my bra sometimes just because I feel like I'm on display walking around.
Yeah, I've double sports bra'd many a time.
You have to, otherwise, you know, like when I would go to my boxing class and my friends always like, okay, you know, do some jump roping to warm up. I'm like, I'm going to be in the corner. I'm going to put my back to the whole
gym. Might be some damage on the wall and the floor.
I don't need, the kids class is coming in. Like all the little boys are like, oh my God, look at this.
Jingle jump roping.
It's just, wow.
We love it when she's PMSing. Guys, it's every 3 weeks and 4 days. She'll be in here with the massive jugs.
Why can't, you know, the tip of our finger just turn blue? And that's how we know that. Why the period and the PMS?
Because we're women. We're second class citizens. We're supposed to suffer and be grateful that we came from the rib of a man.
Not awesome.
Not awesome.
It's my least favorite thing.
Well, don't worry, it'll be over soon.
You know, menopause sounds pretty dope, you know. I bet that would be fun.
Just let it happen overnight. Put me in one of those cryo chambers when it comes to menopause, right? And you'll just sleep through it. And you wake up and you're like, hoo-hoo, boobs are back to normal. I don't really know. Dry vagina. I see the ads. I see that that's a thing all the time.
The dry vagina.
Thanks.
You know what? I didn't realize because you're a proper English gal.
Oh, so proper.
And I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something that was like, I don't know if it was something political, but it was the first time in the UK that people in the UK actually saw our commercials and realized that we have commercials for prescription drugs.
When I first saw that, Jenny, and maybe I'm going into my proper English girl now, I can put on a fancy BBC voice.
Yes.
What the fuck is what went through my mind? So you're telling dumbass consumer sitting there drinking a beer with his feet up and his beer belly to ask his doctor for this medication.
But starting off by saying, do you feel like tired sometimes?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Of course I do.
I do. I have that.
Do you feel everything they say? You're like, yeah, I totally feel that. Well, ask your doctor about, and then the commercials, like they're in a wheat field or on a sailboat.
You're like, the horses.
Yeah, the horses. Some old couple. I love the busted wiener pill. What is it? Cialis, where like the couple, they're each in a bathtub holding hands. It's like,
where are the two tubs?
How do you fuck when you're in two separate bathtubs? Also, that's your problem.
Don't fuck in the bath. Waste of time. I'll say that for the teenagers. Bath and shower sex. Skip it.
Yeah. Unless you're really motivated and limber.
Yeah. It's for a woman, again, it's just it's too much work and the back hurts.
And you're like, oh, good. The spout's digging into my neck.
I can't see. You know, Jenny, a quick admission here. Don't tell anybody, but I can't open my eyes underwater. I've never been able to. And
I can't either because I wear contacts.
Well, I'd like to use that excuse, but I can't open my eyes in the shower, in the bath, in the sea, in a chlorinated pool, in a salt. It doesn't matter. I'm a wimp. It's like a defect of mine. And I'm just... sex in the shower and you're like... not enjoyable. I don't want it.
It actually just occurred to me that we're doing a show. I feel like we're just having a conversation.
That's what
and I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, people
yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's what people are listening. You know, I did that the other day and I ended up telling an actual sex story. And afterwards I was like, fuck, you need to edit that out. Like that one I got way too comfortable with it. I did.
It happens all the time. Like the podcast that I have with my buddy, like we'll just start talking. And then I'm like, oh, wait, cut that out. I did not mean
You know what? To this day, apart from that one thing, I don't think I've cut anything out, but let me know if there's anything you don't want your mum to see or hear.
You know what? If I said it, I meant it. So
I'm kind of with that. And on that note, this is something I wanted to talk to you about because it's kind of one of the running themes of my podcast. Not only do I want funny, cool people on here, lots of women who are doing great things, people who care about animals and all the environment and social justice causes and all those things. So I think you're a part of that.
I don't care about any of that.
Fuck all that shit. Well, and the dog. How dare you?
Yes, I do care about the dog.
How do I see no pets?
Oh, Dewey is... I'll bring him over here. Okay, before.
He's
sleeping right now. I took him for like a big walk so that he wouldn't be... Oh, I just said his name and he picked his head up. Like,
hi. I had a phone call, very important phone call earlier today from an executive type person. And I just got hello out and I heard a fucking fire engine siren on this, to like five streets away. And I was like, you please hold. Because I have two dogs. One who's a real, and then Alfie, little pee-pee Alfie just goes rah, 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 at the other dog. And it's like a duo. And then when it's done, they're so happy. And I pet them and I'm like, you're so good. Well done. You helped that ambulance. You helped those firemen get there quicker. Yes, hello. Sorry about that. Let's get back to talking about terms and agreements. And I'm like, how fucking unprofessional.
Do you know, I believe had Rebecca Corey.
Yes,
on.
Yes.
Okay, so
first
Rebecca
episode.
Corey, her dogs and my dog Dewey like went to the same, they would go to the same daycare.
Oh, that's
and so
amazing.
Dewey became like buddies with Todd. Her dog.
On, Todd.
Todd. And Dewey was actually one of the first dogs that like Tony, who runs the daycare, was like, I promise you, Jenny, I'm not going to let anything happen to Dewey, but Dewey's just so friendly. Mm. I want Dewey to be the one that
helps Todd.
Oh my God, I'll text you the video. It's the cutest thing. Like Dewey, like just all innocent, you know, hi.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play. And they became friends, but what if I was... like walking Dewey around West Hollywood, we're like stopped at a crosswalk. And then I heard a siren. And then I also heard Dewey start like, woo. And I realized Rebecca had pulled up and she was at the light and Todd was in the car and Todd was, woo. And Dewey was like, woo, hey, I know you.
I know you from school. That is the most precious moment. You got to find the CCTV footage of that. That's like a movie scene.
It was the cutest thing you've ever seen. I'm like, what? Dewey really doesn't like howl. When other dogs are doing it, he kind of jumps in. But and then I realize, oh, that's Rebecca. And I see Todd like riding shotgun. Woo!
Dude, like, that, you know, I got sweaty cleavage and goosebumps after that story. I got all hot and excited because, you know, as a pit bull type dog advocate, and, you know, having dealt with past aggressions and dog unfriendliness when my dog Blue Boy had certain friends and it just reminded me of that because he had been abused and it was difficult to get him with other people's dogs, but there were a couple and it was like a magic moment. And I imagine that's what Dewey made Rebecca feel like with Todd.
I was like the proud mom.
I know.
When Tony like sent me the video and I was like, I am so proud of my son right now. Like he's just so, I know that it's like not a popular thing because Dewey came from a breeder. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't rescue him. Like he literally flew to LA on United. Like he was
spoiled like, bitch from no the beginning,
bad, no bad backstory and everything. But I feel like at least, you know, there's something to be said for like, the
temperament of that guy.
Yeah, that he would, you know, like a dog like Dewey is able to help the dogs.
He's like a guide, a security dog for Todd to let him realize that not all dogs are out there to get you.
You know, where people always, you know, it's like adopt, don't shop. And I do understand that. And I actually did try to...
Oh, adopt. Is it a basset
like,
hound?
I didn't realize people like came to your house and like judged you.
Oh, they saw your SpaghettiOs. They saw your Totino's pizza rolls. They were like, fuck this girl. She eats these in bed.
Oh, they were like CSI-ing all over my house, and this is why
black light.
Uh
oh, look at the shower.
Well, it didn't help that I had my old basset hound Birdie at the time, who was like literally drinking pool water when
they were. Birdie, R.I.P.
They're like, is your dog drinking pool water? I'm like, yeah. I mean, she eats her shit too. Like, I've kept her alive for 13 years, and you know,
You hear that struggle a lot. It is a struggle. I'm an adopt don't shop advocate, but I also have a pure breed dog, Alfie, mm-hmm. Alfito, mm-hmm. Alpi Poo sometimes. I didn't get him from that.
How many different nicknames you probably have?
I could go on. Alpi Poo. Oh, when he's angry, Alfredo. Alfredo, ven aquí. It's always Spanish and very serious when he's in trouble.
Like he becomes Spanish.
I don't know why. And it's not Alfred. It's never Alfred. It's just always
Alfredo.
Yeah. Sometimes he becomes Fifi Trixie Bell. Because here we go. Fifi Trixie Bell is the name of one of Bob Geldof's kids. I don't know why it's in my head. I'll call a dog Fifi Trixie Bell one day, but until then, that's one of his fucking stupid nicknames.
Like he's Dewey Bel Air, Dewey Doodles.
We're so dumb.
Dewey Sunshine Face, my special little gentleman.
Okay.
Dewey Louise, I call him that for some reason.
That's ridiculous. If our dogs were children, they would so be bullied. Goodbye, Alfifito.
My favorite was when I had Birdie. And Birdie's full name, she was Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh, that's
And I called her Birdie. But when she wouldn't listen, which was frequent, she was a basset hound and they're stubborn, I'd be like, Birdie, here. Come on, Birdie, here. Lady Bird. And she would like, oh, what?
Did you get that?
If I hit her with the full name.
It's like when American parents will go through the whole full name of the child with the middle name. And you know, middle name comes out, it's fucking serious. Mom's about to get
when I was in trouble,
spoon.
My mom would be like, my sister's name's Amy. And she was like, Amy, Lily, like our childhood basset hound. You know, like she called me the dog before she would call my name. I was like, thanks. That feels great.
Maybe that says that you weren't as naughty as Lily. Maybe you were the good kid.
I was a good kid, surprisingly. Most people think I was just a very silly kid.
Yeah. I've seen pictures.
And that was annoying to my mom.
You know what I love about you? Not only are you funny as shit, but you have really like archived your life. I mean, you can find pictures from like any time and you have them. I feel like there's like whole chunks of my life where we just didn't own a camera. I feel like there's one, and I mean one, home video of us, and it was my uncle's. Our family is
creepy
shit.
That you're like, oh, my uncle.
Oh, no. It's actually my favorite uncle. What up, Uncle Alan? Thanks for being the best. Auntie Rachel, you're the best. They're like my pseudo parents, like the only relatives that didn't get divorced in the family. So it was like every other parents had like every other mum or aunties had like three, you know, new husbands since the original husband that made my cousins. And so there's always this rotating door.
You have a ton of uncles.
Oh yeah. And stepdads and ex-stepdads and all that. We did it all. We wanted to make sure we went through all the candidates, but this, you know, Auntie Rachel and Uncle Alan, good on you. Still going strong. Just celebrated their golden wedding anniversary. Clearly I didn't learn shit from them.
What's the golden one?
I think it's 50. Hey, Colton.
How old are they?
Well, my mum's golden anniversary, I think it's 50 years. 50 years. Fucking hell, that sounds old. My mum just turned 75 and my uncle, yes, correct, 50. 50 years. And my uncle is a few years younger than her. So they got married young.
That's crazy. My parents were married for 50 years. My dad's passed away, but they were married for 50 years before he passed away. And I'm like, that's amazing, but also like I've been married and divorced and I just can't imagine 50 years
present. With this. You know what's really weird about my marriage? So I'm still really good friends with him and his wife. They have four kids together and like we'll talk on the phone sometimes and I might interview her once.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Still talk to her.
I don't see the need for weird feelings or anything. I have a lot of history.
She's the mother to my stepkids.
Yeah.
Or one, you know, I'm like, She's a wonderful person. Like, she teaches special needs kids. Like, I'm a piece of shit compared to her. Like, dude, you married down. Like, this is, she's a wonder. Anytime that kids would like try to go like, mom's being this way, I'm like, look, if you think I would do half the shit she does for you, you're out of your mind. You need to go apologize and be nice.
Respect.
Yeah. I never understood that whole thing with people feeling the need to feel threatened or.
Don't. You know, I know people that have like given up men. I'll say men. It's nearly always men given up on the first family at the behest of the second wife because they have a family. It literally happened to somebody I know very well. The parents got or maybe were never married, had this kid, co-parented, no alimony, no child payment. Yeah. They just had 50-50. Then he got remarried and had a kid. And after that, at 12, he told the boy, his son of 12 years, that's it. I got to go and be a dad in this family.
Wow.
How fucked up do you think you're going to make your kid?
There's going to be zero abandonment issues.
It makes me want to get violent towards people like this. Like, what do you think the fucking knock on chain effect of this is? Your bad behavior doesn't just affect you. Arthur. Yeah. Let's talk about Refine Aesthetics for a moment, shall we? These guys, they're a premier boutique med spa. Downtown in Austin, it's a beautiful office they've got with some of the best artistes, as I like to call them. These are med spa professionals that not only take care of you in a medical sense, but the artistry, the eye they have for precision. You're going to love your results once you go visit them. In fact, you can find them online at refineaesthetics.com. And I've been thinking about getting their PRP. Do you know what that is? I know all about it. It's platelet-rich. Plasma, parallelogram, that's hard to say, platelet-rich plasma, which is why I call it PRP. I had this done years ago and the results were fantastic. They actually use your own blood plasma. They take some blood out of your arm, they spin it, they get the good stuff out, and then they go like this all over your face, and then they put the stuff on the skin. They probably won't like me explaining it like this because it's very sort of, you know, not medical terms, but that's how it works. And it actually accelerates tissue repair. It activates your stem cells. Think about when you get older, sometimes your face starts to, you know, feel thinner. You've lost some of that elasticity. Well, you're going to see some of that. You're going to see some cellular growth and you're going to see decrease of cellular death with this platelet-rich plasma. It's your own stuff, guys. They just give it back to you in the best way possible. And it's available with many other products and services at Refine Aesthetics. Don't forget to mention Deb O'Keefe Podcast when you get your booking. That's going to get you 15% off. Again, go to refineaesthetics.com. Treat yourself. You're beautiful and you'll feel purified, perfected, and refined.
That's something that I'm like, I don't know if like my memory also is like incredible. I feel like I have like a Rain Man memory. I always remember like everything, like since day.
It's a gift.
I was always hyper aware of anything I did, like in front of my stepkids or anything that I would see like my ex do. If it was like going to affect them negatively, I was just like, this will be with them for the rest of their life. Like,
yeah.
Not everyone is ridiculous like me and remembers everything, where I'd ask my stepkids, they don't even remember what happened a few hours before.
That's hilarious. Jesus, Jenny, you need to take your brain out, put it in the washing machine, give it a break, put it back in again. I feel like that all the time.
It's a mess up here.
But that's okay. This actually has been a good roundabout way to get back to your story, because it fascinated me that, and I sort of like to say, I was proud to just say I was on the sidelines watching you randomly because you didn't know me at the time, but you were this producer for sports for ABC and you, Twitter came out. So what was this? I don't remember when it came out. 2008,
2009? Yeah. It was like 2009, I believe, when I first got on it.
So you just
I think it came out in like 2008. Maybe.
Yeah. You got on a very new platform. A lot of people weren't taking it seriously. Me. Fucking hated Twitter. I really hated Twitter in the beginning. I was on it.
It's horrible now.
It's just too much. But back then, I found you somehow. Yeah. I don't know how. And I was like, dude, she's fucking funny. And I loved that you were in Houston, just, you know, a city over. And then it was like, bitch got discovered. Bitch made it happen, and you're on your way to LA, and there you've been for 10 years writing comedy, doing stand-up, acting. I love that story.
Oh, it's such a like a cool story. And when people ask, like, well, how did you, you know, get that agent? How did this happen? I'm like, it just happened. Like, yeah. I hate saying when people always go, oh, it was organic, you know, but it really was. Like, it
guys,
just,
my journey has been fun. I've been hashtag blessed. Fuck, I hate using
very
that word.
Very evergreen. Like, shut the fuck up.
I used that in a conversation today and I slapped myself. I stopped myself and said, I hate, it is a journey, but I hate that. And you know who ruined that for us? The Bachelor. On this journey.
That's a show that I can't watch.
I used to watch it like, you know, like a hate, out of hate and spite. I would watch it just
like
so
you,
I could.
You hate watching it?
Yeah, I hate watching it. And I would go, ooh, and but then I'd find myself going, what's she going to do? Is she? Yeah. I hate it. They get you. They suck you in. So I don't watch them anymore. I don't.
That's how I feel like about Facebook. Like I have it, but I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. I do
it's
too.
Like I don't know why I, you know, it's just because you're supposed to have it. You're like I got to keep Twitter. I have to, you know,
put that shit up there.
It's part of it, but I would rather, you know, chew my arm off than,
than deal with it. I hear you.
Because everyone right now, it feels like everyone on social media is just having the worst day of their life every day.
Yeah. It's, I put a video up the other day of my cat purring because I'd had a shit day. And I was like, if you've had a shit day, listen to this cat purr. I fucking did it, Jenny. I did the douche thing.
I bet somebody's like, you know what? My mom died from a cat allergy. Like, thanks a lot, Deb, for reminding
me. Ruined everything. Oh, God. Yeah. I do have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it. Saying that, follow me at Deb O'Keefe. On all social media, at Jenny Johnson, high number
high five, HI number five.
Everyone,
I post the most amazing shit you will ever see.
Like ever. If don't they do awards now? Don't they do fucking social media awards or something? But you should get an award for your tweeting.
I did get an award, but they stopped. I'm the reigning queen of Twitter because they never had another ceremony.
Okay, can you just pause a minute and say, hi, I'm Jenny Johnson. I'm the queen of Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jenny Johnson, and I am the queen of Twitter.
Fucking soundbite right there.
Soundbite. Biatch. Bow down, motherfucker.
It's true, though. Every day, I don't know how your brain is just always on and works, and you pick up the most amazing pieces of media for social commentary and just fuck yous and look at this guy. And then also really awesome things as well. It's the full spectrum attack.
That's what someone
media.
Said that, like, that my like Instagram was just like a mind fuck because people will get like, oh yeah, fuck that, 69.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'll post something that's like, hey everyone, this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
They're like, wait, hold, wait. Is this a joke? She's talking about butt sex.
We're joking.
Right? Yeah.
But then I'll fully put like, my dad died of prostate cancer, so I definitely have to get mine checked. Constant.
Like daily. Just to be safe.
Just to be safe. I'm like, look, my doctor says it's not necessary, but
you know what? It's like ivermectin, guys. You just take it whether you need it or not.
No, it's just a little thing.
Whatever. Just, you know.
It's a little, how do you do? Come on. It's not a big deal, everyone.
There's just some people that are just, they're going to take it all the way, Jenny, to make sure that they're safe. Not me.
Exactly.
I'll just do that right there. I'll leave that right there. But I, you know what? I relate so much because I find myself doing that too. Like I'll put up the most, you know, violent diatribe against repulsive people and, you know, get all, you know, all fucking angsty and, oh, sorry, mom, I'm going to swear, but this, you know, this dickhead or whatever. Yeah. And then the next one was like, oh my God, look at Alfie playing at the dog park with a corgi. It's hashtag cute, hashtag pitbulls of Instagram. I'm like,
look what I did to Dewey's hair. I messed it up and made it twirly.
I put a bow on my kitten. Like, it's all over the place. I'm probably a social media manager's like worst nightmare because I'm not, I don't pick a theme. I'm just like, what do I feel like today? Oh, I'm going to complain about fingernails. That's where I'm going today.
Yeah. That's what you're feeling. That's how, like, I just post whatever the fuck I want.
I love it. I love
it. Whatever I'm feeling, and I'll just, okay, well, this is what I want to post today.
I love it.
I could go through, read news in the morning, and it's the headlines that always catch me. I always
taking
a screenshot of a headline. You know, it's like someone suffered a nip slip, and you're like,
suffering.
Suffer? you know, we should Google what suffer.
Yeah. Here's a picture of the Afghani migrants who are living in squalid conditions. Yeah. Hashtag suffering.
And this is a girl who got drunk and her titty popped out on the red carpet. Suffer. Like,
you're such a dude.
I'm such an asshole.
I love it. What are you working on now? What's your, and I'm going to ask you a Jason Dick question. Shout out to my former partner.
Oh, because Jason Dick. I don't like y'all not together. This is like,
it's fucking weird, isn't it? It's like your parents divorced.
That's what it feels like. And by the way, Jason looking fly as fuck these days.
Look at him taking care of himself. Now, he lost over 100 pounds last year. And
he looks fantastic. Yeah. Like, I follow him and everything.
I'm so proud of him. He did so much work. But don't tell him he did good work, because he hates that. He thrives on negativity and hatred. So you could send him a message and say, well done on the weight loss, but only 100 pounds, looks like you need another 50, or when you're getting that
saggy
skin cut off.
I'll be like, the Longhorns suck and the Cowboys suck. So take
He loves it. He's really weird. But he would always ask this question, and we used to fucking dread it. He would ask every guest, and it became a joke. It's a legit question, but because he did it constantly, it became a joke. But I am curious, Jenny, hashtag Jason, tell me about your process.
My process of
exactly
joke writing?
Writing. Yes. Joke writing, how you plan your stand-ups. I don't know how
like
that works.
My stand-up, it's such a weird thing. Like, I forever just, my phone with the notes feature, I have it at the ready at all times, because I realize in the middle of the night, I can think of something. And if I don't write it down, I'll totally, like, if I'm half asleep, like, it'll escape my brain. But sometimes it's just, I'm watching TV. Maybe I've had an edible.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Not that we're sponsored by a nice CBD gummy company. Thanks, Early Bird CBD. Jenny, we're going to send you some of these.
Do it.
They're full.
I mean, they're CBD. I'll send you
CBD
some
and
weed ones.
THC. Yeah, let's do a trade. But they're, these ones have THC in them too, and they're amazing. 3/4 of 1, jam.
I'm telling you, during the whole lockdown thing, like, those were a lifesaver for me.
Yeah. It was bad in LA. You had lockdown. You were like places in England and other countries. We're in the Wild West.
Like, everything, like, buildings were boarded up. Like, it was like a ghost town. It was the craziest, weirdest thing to experience, because being in Los Angeles, you're like, oh, okay, everything should be jumping.
5 hours to get to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like,
that was probably nice, being able to ride on the highway and get places in less than multiple hours.
Oh, yeah. That, like, the no traffic thing was like, I don't even want to get out, because it's just nice not being in, in traffic. But
did you get a lot of writing done?
But, you know, like, the anxiety that came with not having anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, it would bring me comfort when I would, like, look on social media and realize, like, oh, everyone else is in the same boat.
Yeah. And some worse.
Yes. Yes. Some worse.
Some people, like, I keep forgetting, like, 700,000 people in America. And I don't know the numbers from around the world, but it's fucking serious. And you guys took it seriously. But I feel for you for the amount of lockdown, because in Austin, we, you know, restaurants for a while were carry out only or delivery only. But we could still do that.
Well, that.
And a lot of places were open. Thanks, Round Rock.
Now, the carry out thing definitely was happening, but so many restaurants ended up having to shut their doors because
that wasn't enough
to sustain the, you know, the lease that they had for the restaurant. And, you know, like, so many things shut down. I just remember, like, I couldn't wait to get I'm the biggest, like, please get the vaccine person.
Me too.
I could not wait to get, there was a comedy club called Flappers in Burbank that I was doing, like, virtual comedy shows. And they ended up like, hey, because they were a full restaurant, right when they opened it up to, like, you know, restaurant people to get the vaccine, they're like, here, you can have a letter. So you can, I was like hauling ass to CVS, like, boom, do it. Like, give me two, like, fire away.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait because we were freaking out about it. Live my life again, you know, like.
Well, and your business, what you do is about being around, well, partly about being around a group of people pretty close, sometimes with laughing and spittle and
sharing microphones with a bunch of other dirty comics.
Oh, yeah. They don't ever shower. The other ones, they never shower.
It's like, oh, okay, here you go. Here, you're next. Yell and spit into that microphone.
Mm.
It was tough, man. And doing those Zoom comedy shows was wow.
Wow. I can't imagine. Yeah. Just,
I feel like I'm a survivor. That's what I should call myself.
And you were hashtag blessed for coming out the other side of things.
Oh, I was like a 40. Oh, cool. I'm like a 43-year-old webcam girl. Oh. That's where I was hoping life was going to take me.
I was thinking about webcam girling the other day. If you're good at the angles and you don't have a bunch of identifying marks on you,
yeah,
anyone could get away with it, right? Just do a bunch of sit-ups.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
no, no, no. Your mom. Yeah. Your great uncle would see, and
it's like, oh, my dad's signature on my wrist. I think that would be like,
that's a little creepy when you're on cam.
Like, no, that wasn't me. Like, but more, it's plenty
such,
of people.
It's so common now, guys, to have my dad's signature on other people's
wrists.
He was
a sweetheart. He really was. Most people ask for that. It's like the barbed wire around the arm back in the 90s. It's the same thing. Everyone's getting the Norris Johnson tattoo.
His name was Norris. I know you were so close to your dad. I know that was
so close to my dad, which is why I got his signature.
My dad was not close when I died. When he died, when I was 17. But I have a J initial on my wrist, same wrist, and it's like an ink blot stamp because he was a carpenter and he did a lot of carving. And I thought,
that's cool. Yeah. What was his name?
John.
John.
R.I.P. Dad's.
Wild name,
dude. It's such a dad name. I feel like every dad in three is called John.
But not Norris. That's a pretty
that's why they're all getting the tattoo, because it's just so OG.
I tell my mom all the time, like, she hates my tattoos. Like,
oh, my mom does too.
My mom will constantly buy me, like, for Christmas, she'll buy me cuff bracelets all the time. And she thinks she's being slick. She's like, here, look at this. And it'll be nice. Like, look at this big chunky cuff bracelet. I'm like, I think I know where you're going with this. But I tell her, I'm like, I want to get her signature just under my dad's, but I want to do it while she's still alive so I can see the look on her face.
Yes. That's the best troll
ever. I don't
want to
do it if she's gone. What fun is that? Like, and so she purposely, then when she like sends me things, she never puts her
the
full
whole
name
thing.
Because she knows I'm going to take
that. Oh, that she knows you. That's evil, Jenny. I love it. Yeah.
I'm going to get her one day. It's going to happen.
We played a game on my last show with our, there was probably a Mother's Day giveaway, some shit. We both had our moms on the line and we had to leave the studio and they would ask, he would ask my mom questions. I'd come back in, he'd leave. I'd ask the same questions to his mom. And we were trying to match the answers. And one of the questions was to my mom, what would you ever change about Deb? And I come in, right? And I go, oh, you know what my mom's going to say? She's going to say, I wish Deb had never left home and that she still lived in England. You know what she fucking said? Her tattoos. I hate them. Fuck, mother. Well, you know what I did then, Jenny? And I had a little work on it because I did it really badly, but I went out and got a tattoo. And it's an old school sailor piece of shit tattoo that says mum on the scroll of a really shitty heart. I'm sure you can't even see it because I had some tattoo removal done on it so I could get it redone better. But I think this is like, this is what you got to get.
Like old school
old
mom,
shit, like a sailor
like
would have.
I have an anchor right here, but I should do like the
dude,
mom.
You should know. You have to do it here, like super trashy. It's not going to affect anything in your life now. We're too old for it to affect our careers, Jenny. You just go and get a big old mom.
Big mom. And my mom will always go, how do you think that's going to look when you're old? I'm like, well, you know what? Old skin alone looks like shit.
Yeah. So
why
we're
not
just
decorate it?
Colored, like, and tattooed and pretty patterned old wrinkles.
Yeah.
I'm
and
fine
I'm like,
with
and
it.
Chances are how I live, I won't be that old.
I don't see old age in my future, Jenny. I'm the same way. I'm like, what good would I be to the retirement community that I live in? They'd hate me. Banging all those old
one
men.
One time on Twitter, like I posted, was talking shit about like Chris Brown or something, and one of his fans was like, you shut up, you middle-aged cunt. And I'm like, at the time, I was like 33. And
oh,
I went,
you are not.
That's probably right. Like, for middle-aged. You. Like,
maybe a little too.
I couldn't even say anything back. I was like, yeah, okay. That's probably right. Middle-aged. Yeah, I can't really argue with the middle-aged or the cunt part. So, all right.
No.
You got me.
I do think about that sometimes, like that retirement life. Like, am I going to be living on some farm with a bunch of donkeys? That's kind of one of my dreams. I've always wanted to have a place and call it the donkey farm. It might not even have donkeys, but I just want that name. Like through my 20s, I'd invented a bar in my brain that was called Cellador. And I had it all mapped out that I was going to own this bar and it was going to have a bakery in it. What the fuck kind of bar is that? And my mom was going to run the bakery.
You're thinking good though. I'm on board.
I'd never really wanted it to happen, but I was really specific about the details. And so I have two different plans for my future retirement. Is one, I'll be on a donkey farm with or without donkeys somewhere in the sticks. I'd like some trees and a bit of water, probably donkeys. Definitely dogs. Then the other one is
punishment. Like you
have to work, right?
You're banished to a land of donkeys.
Go to the donkey farm, damn you. It's not worth it. Or I'm going to go. And there's two that are in my neighborhood, kind of these like 55 and up communities of apartment complexes. They've got like baller pools and they've got like, you know, sky lounges. And you know the STDs are rife in the old folks' home because they fucking without condoms because they don't, and they're not going to get kids.
They didn't use them then, and they're not going to start now.
Not like me. That's... Not my penis. My penis, my body.
Yeah. All the old folks are like, you know what? I wasn't using condoms back in the 60s. Why am I starting now?
Exactly. Like, they do bang a lot.
I'm just going to get what you got.
I think there was some stats out of Florida, because obviously that's the number one population of old people in the world, is that their herpes and all the other ones, all the fun ones, their levels were like sky high. You go, Florida. You did it.
In a way, I'm proud of them.
Right. They're having fun.
But then again, you're like, it's Florida.
Bless you, Florida. Bless you, Florida man, Kyle, if you're listening to this, listener of mine.
The old Florida.
So I'm thinking one of those things, donkey farm or just like bang, 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 bang fest in the 50 and up apartment complex. You know?
You should just be like, let me see how many STDs I can get at the donkey farm.
It's like Pokemon. Collect them all. Oh my God.
You create a whole new STD. Oh my God.
It'd be like a COVID STD. It like gives your penis body aches and your vagina really bad temperature.
That's
one great side effect of COVID STD. I don't know. Did she wash? I don't know. Did he have a shower today?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what? Everybody's having a good time. So come on. Come on to the donkey farm.
All right, I'm signing you up as co-founder of the donkey farm. Put that on your bio.
I'm in. I fully support it.
Oh, thank you. Jenny, when are you coming in town? I feel like this is not enough, but this is so wonderful. When are we going to see you?
You got to get someone to book me in Austin.
You know, what's a thingy that Bob just closed down?
Cap City.
Yeah. Some people who were working there or involved in that, are reopening it more close into town. So I'll look into that. I've got some people involved. Actually, it was Doug Benson that told me that because, you know, he comes to Austin a lot. His podcast.
But that's great that they're actually moving it closer into town, because that was always such a
shithole,
odd location. Let's go to Camp City. Everyone, we'll jump in a cab and we're going to go way in the middle of nowhere.
Like, I've lived in Austin for over 20 years and I fucking have to MapQuest that thing. MapQuest, do we ever use MapQuest? I just put it in my phone. I know where it is, but it's in such a fucked up location and you have to do this big convoluted turn. It's under
this big loop and
it's under a raised highway that Jenny, you should have seen last summer. It was like Woodstock down there. And so it was the whole thing, the whole way up 183. And it was just always so dodgy. And then there's nowhere to park and there's always eight gross dudes at the door smoking. And so it's like a test. You got to get through all that shit. And then when you get there, you're like, okay, this is great. This is really great.
Yeah. Like, it better be worth it, because there's a Chex Cash place next door. So that's cool.
It's like an unmarked
bars
building.
Bars on the window of everything. And you're like, oh, this feels good.
There's someone checking people at the door as well, you know, just making sure you are carrying good. Come on in. That's the way we like it.
Yeah.
Well, I will. I'll find out because I'm interested in what we're going to be doing with this new comedy club. And now that more and more people are vaccinated, I'm sure. Are you going to, when you do clubs, is it for fully vaccinated only, or are you just leaving that up to people?
Yeah, I've been sticking with that just because I've been so I've avoided getting it. I'm not going to
that we know
risk
of.
It.
Yeah, yeah. My boyfriend, ex-boyfriend now, but we COVID quarantined together, and he thinks we both had it at some point. But I don't know if that's just the conspiracy theory in him. We're both fully vaccinated now. So I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people are like, you know what? I think I did have my throat was scratchy.
I am cold, but I'm hot. I don't, my brother got it. Stupid idiot. Not vaccinated.
Was he not?
Not vaccinated.
Being smart.
Just not vaccinated. Because Joe Rogan said you don't need it. Don't get me started. Because those, if you want some hate, just that's where you go. You go and you insult those people.
Oh, well.
They come at you with the dumbest things.
Any time that, if I even remotely
go
post
there.
Something even funny about the vaccine, it's like, oh, I'm you're guaranteed at least 20 comments from people like, well, what about such and such? You should look, you have a magnet in your body. I'm like, great, cool.
Oh my,
I hope
really?
So. I have two. I want to be a superhero.
It's funny. It is entertaining. And I think that's the right attitude to have. It's going to come at you and you just laugh it off.
I mean, that's all you can do because, no one's changing my mind. And
we're not going to change theirs.
That
is the conclusion I came to a few months ago, that it's just not, you try and talk sense that you think is sense, but they're talking the same sense that they think is sense. And we can coexist until they all die of COVID. Rest in peace. Thoughts and prayers to the families. Ooh, that was a bit shitty. Nah, we can keep that one in. Yeah.
We'll get Norris Johnson tattoos for him.
Yeah. He's our symbol. Bless.
Oh my God, if my dad was still alive, he would be like, what the hell is wrong with these people? Why aren't they getting the vaccine? I could just hear his voice being like,
oh, you've talked about your dad so much on Twitter. I feel like a gnome. I feel like I would have loved to have had a beer with your dad.
Oh, and my dad would have loved to have had a beer with you.
Oh.
I guarantee that.
I'm going to have one tonight with Norris Johnson's name on it.
Absolutely. You should get this tattoo.
Well, there's room. I'm actually saving this spot for a painting of blue, I think, this part right here. But I don't have anything else. Oh, I could get it like a tramp stamp. How about that?
Ooh,
he'd love that, wouldn't he?
He did like tramps.
I'm going to send a picture to your mom. I should fake get it done.
Yeah.
Just get someone to do it with a Sharpie right by the ass crack, though.
Everyone's getting on board with the Norris Johnson tattoo.
I'm gonna hashtag this podcast with Norris Johnson. It's gonna be real. We're gonna make it happen.
You should totally do that. He would have loved it.
We're making him go viral posthumously.
Absolutely love it.
Jenny, is there anything you want to plug right now? If you want to talk about any projects you've got going, things people should check out and or binge, stuff that you like, or even just following your social media.
Yeah, follow me on all the social media, Jenny Johnson, high five. Follow me on Venmo. I'll take money.
You should, by the way. It's you're getting
Jenny
all this free.
Jenny-Johnson-7. Yeah, please.
Yep. You're getting all this shit for free.
I have some shows coming up. I was just in La Jolla this past weekend.
Oh, I love La Jolla.
Opening for Mary Lynn Rice Cub, who is absolutely hilarious. And I'm going to be featuring for her again at Flappers in Burbank on Thursday. When will this, is this going to come out today or right now?
No, this will not be today. This is another day. Hang on. What's the date? This is so dumb, pre-recording them. And we're not doing anything live right now. Let's have a look. All right, hold on. I'll tell you because it's not today. Not 29th.
On the 29th.
Today is the 29th of October. Shit, I missed my brother's birthday yesterday. Sorry, James. So we're almost Halloween, Jenny. What's going on with you?
Well, I barely want to go out in my regular clothes, so we'll
not just that. Okay, I predict the 69 cost, this number 069 of Squid Game is going to be number one Halloween costume this year.
If I were to be in a costume, that would be a good bet.
And it's an easy one. You can also do calisthenics all night long. You're comfortable. Yeah. You get some nice Vans on your feet. Did you watch that yet?
I've watched the first two episodes.
Okay, I'll say it gets better. The first one was hard to get through for me.
The first one was really hard to get through, and I was actually talking about it. I'm like, when are they going to start killing people?
Yeah, I have not seen a murder.
I was like, okay, now you have my attention. And then I said this to other people who were like, that's the part that upset me was when...
No. Until there was a death, I was on the precipice of just pressing the fuck off button.
Because, I nearly bailed. Like, I was so close to like, wait a minute. They just started capping people.
Okay. All right. I like this game.
Fire.
They did. I was, man, I loved the sets and the murders. They were just really good. They were well done.
Yes.
Very good.
The second episode, I was like, okay, this is, I'm like intrigued to go back and revisit it. Like I'm two episodes in, but I understand it just gets like crazier and better.
It's crazier and better. Okay. So the last question today then is subs or dubs. It's a thing on the internet. Do you subtitle it and watch it with the Korean actors, or do you have it dubbed with weird people?
With the weird kung fu.
No, they actually, I just listened to it a while ago and it's some gruff American man who will do the voiceover.
I did the voiceover thing because I find that, like, I watch plenty of things with subtitles, but sometimes I just end up reading and I'm not paying attention.
You're not paying attention to the screen.
Yeah, so I just go ahead and do the weird
the dubs.
Dubbed over.
All right, put Jenny down for dubs and then take away her early bird CBD treats because that's wrong, Jenny. Bad opinion. Suck it, Deb.
Once again, I'm wrong.
That's once again, not... she doesn't give a shit. That is the beauty. Shout out to Bayside High School. Shout out to, Bayside?
Bay City.
Where's Bayside? Oh, that's a shitty emo band, Bayside.
Bayside is where Saved by the Bell was.
is that why that band is called Bayside? Oh, I just shouted out an email.
Yeah, Bayside was the high school that...
I can't stand that show so bad.
Yeah,
unpopular
Bay City,
opinion.
Texas is between, we're like Corpus and Galveston, like right.
Is that coastal? Is it on water? Or just like in the swamp? It's actual coast.
Matagorda Bay.
Nice. Yeah. Shout out. What up, Matagorda Bay and Bayside?
Matagorda Bay, Bay City. Hello.
Hello. And Bay... Well, I say hi to Bayside as well, whoever you are. But Bayside. Bay City, way better. Jenny, when you come to town, we'll get you booked and you can stay in my spare room.
Perfect.
You don't have
I'm
to
in.
Do that.
Let's do it.
That's fine. All right, Jenny, love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Love you. Thank
love you.
Love
you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm just going to keep waving. Yay. That was great. Oh my God. The fabulous Jenny Johnson high five. Kind of need to like go and walk around and think about some things. We talked about a lot of great shit there. And we kind of actually talked about shit there. Yeah, we did. All right. Let me know what you think. You can always leave a message on Instagram. You can tweet at me at Deb O'Keefe, at Deb O'Keefe on Instagram as well. And then I apologize for my hair. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know what? I'm just going to go and put it in a ponytail. It's the shittiest hair I've ever had on camera. I slept with wet hair last night and woke up and thought I could fix it and then didn't have time. All right, that's all you get. Okay, thank you for listening. Like, subscribe. If you want to send a review, apparently that helps. Apparently that helps me, get more money. And currently I don't have any. So, I've got to buy dog biscuits. Not for that guy because he's dead, but for the other ones. So, follow on YouTube. You can subscribe, of course, if you haven't already, on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes. Hundreds of different sites. Thanks for listening. And as always, I love you. Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.